Here's some business news to digest with your breakfast food this morning. President Bush has announced his choice for the next Commerce Secretary, and he's the chairman and CEO of Kellogg's. Since Carlos Gutierrez started running the cereal maker in the 1990s, he's credited with reviving its sales and reducing its debt. But more than his business credentials appeal to the president, Gutierrez has an inspirational life story. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the White House.
Carlos Gutierrez was born in Havana, Cuba in 1953. He was only 6 years old when his family fled the country and the new communist government of Fidel Castro. They spent time in Miami, where Gutierrez learned English from the bellhop at the hotel where the family stayed, and then New York and finally Mexico. Gutierrez says that early experience forged his bond with the U.S.
I have had the opportunity to live that American dream. So I know that the president's vision is noble, I know it's real, and I know it's tangible.
In 1975, Gutierrez got his first job with the Kellogg Company, selling cereal out of a truck in Mexico City. He rose through the marketing departments at Kellogg de Mexico and Latin America. In the late 80s and early 90s, Gutierrez went on to take over company operations in Mexico and then Canada. In 98, he rose to be Kellogg's chief operating officer and then president. University of Michigan Business School professor Jerry Myers has watched the rise of Gutierrez over the years. He says the fact that Gutierrez was able to move up chair by chair to the very top was totally unexpected.
But once he got there, the organization just turned from gloom and doom and darkness to kind of an upbeat attitude, and what do you know, things began to improve and profits returned and volume just took off.
Professor Myers treats his graduate students to a lecture from a prominent CEO every week. One of them was Gutierrez. Myers describes Gutierrez as not outgoing and gregarious, not a power-hungry ego. In essence, not your typical CEO. Instead, Myers finds Gutierrez to be disarming, warm, and smart.
Well, he's very bright. And when you combine that with a personality that is enjoyable to be with and yet is a capability that is commanding, that's a great combination for being a top CEO.
Whether or not those traits will translate to being a great department secretary is to be seen. The Commerce Department is made up of many disparate agencies, including the International Trade Administration, the Census Bureau, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and the Minority Business Development Administration. And before Gutierrez can take over the Commerce Department, he must face confirmation hearings in the Senate. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The White House.